Come and see you live from her queen size bed. This is Angel with Midnight Music. Hey, hey, boo thing. Sometimes I have to intentionally place things in front of me that I want to see. Sometimes when I'm in a space where I need to focus on what I can't see, or I need to hone in on a specific thing, I need to place it in front of me intentionally. So that's just like when I need to drink more water, I make sure I place my cup in eyesight. And I used to challenge myself, like, anytime I look at the cup, drink, just drink the water. Don't overthink it. Don't say, are you thirsty? Just drink the water. So I wanted to share with you guys my reflective thoughts, like what I'm thinking. But I've really been in this place of letting go. Letting go of old mindsets, letting go of relationships, things, habits. I feel like God is really pushing me to let a lot of things go that I've just been carrying from year to year. What about you? Have you been in a space of needing to let go of some things? It's pretty easy for me to let things go, like clothes and shoes and stuff, especially if it's a little worn out, or if I haven't, you know, worn it in over a year. Like, let me just let it go. It's easier for me to let that go. Sometimes it's harder to let go of old habits and mindsets and people. I remember Donnie McClurkin had his song on the Live in London album, and I remember the beginning of the song, he said, what if, and this is him talking in terms of like he's God, and he said, what if you call me and you don't feel me near you? Will you still trust me? What if I ask you to let go of the very thing that you think you have to hold dear? Will you still trust me? And I remember I used to listen to that song and be like, yeah, Lord, I believe that I will, right? And then you start going through some things. Because, right, this album came out when I was a kid. I didn't know about letting stuff go with my toys. Anyway, so I've been experiencing a lot of shifts, as I've shared on other episodes, just a lot of shifts and changes in life and the way I do life. God's just asking to let go, and I'm like, what? Another thing? Another thing? And as I let go, I'm like, okay, what do I focus on? Yeah, I'm sure you're probably thinking, okay, Angel, I'm gonna let go, but what's next, right? And if you're like me, I just need, just make it plain, make it practical, and it's the focus, okay? What do we focus on? Focus in on your dreams. Ask to be reminded of your dreams and your goals. We're in March, so if you set goals from January, you know what I'm saying, for the year, you should remember those. But if you don't, you know, it's all right, boo. That's all right. We all need a little refresher here and there, okay? And if you had, you know, a lot of kids like me and they've taken your brain cells, you need a little, some reminders here and there. And that's all right, boo. Judge your mama, don't judge me, okay? Nonetheless. It's time to focus. We have to focus in on our dreams and our goals, right? That's cool. But more importantly, we are to focus on who we want to become. Because honestly speaking, currently, like as of right now, are you the person that can handle that in what you seek? That in what you're wanting? that and what you desire to see in your life? Can you handle that? Are you prepared for that? Because everything that's happening right now in this season is preparing us for the next. It's preparing us for that life. It's preparing us for that job, for that career, for that business, for that spouse, for that relationship. I don't think it's strange that the scripture tells us that even though man looks at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart, because he cares more about who we are and who we're becoming, more so than the things happening around us or the things that are tangible that we can see. He cares more about the things that are not seen, that's in us. So I challenge you, as you are letting go, and only you know what it is you need to let go of. Could be one thing, could be multiple things. As for me, it seems like it's multiple things, but I digress. I have to choose to focus on what God is desiring to do in me. I gotta focus in on the person that can handle the things that I desire. And so it was one thing that I can focus on, my health, eating better. Okay, Angel, you want to travel the world. You want to have this money to do X, Y, Z in the third. But if you're not taking care of your body, how long do you think you're going to be here to live to experience all of those things? Focus on you. Focus on who you are becoming. Focus on who you desire to be. The person who can handle traveling the world. The person who can handle budgeting the millions. And not get overwhelmed or not lose it all in a year's time. The person who does not neglect God because they've achieved the thing now. So let go and focus in on the development of you. Being a better you. Being a wiser you. In the seasons where letting go hurts, don't be afraid to call it out. Don't be afraid to write it out, speak it out, but really let it go and hone in on who you are becoming because you let it go. And trust me, you will be better for it. And hear me when I say, you are not alone in this. Okay, boo? You're not alone. Nonetheless, we can get through this together, one step at a time. One foot in front of the other. And we got to keep going. Alright? Okay. As we end this episode, you can just go vibe out and look at the ocean if you're wherever you are, even though you're in your bedroom. You could be in Greece if you want to, in your mind. Or you could be in a condo in LA, New York, or Chicago, wherever it is that you desire. Personally, for me, I would like to be in Philly right now. Who knows? Who knows where I'll be a year from now? Maybe I'll be able to look back at this episode and be like, a year ago I was in the office holding my 3-year-old because she doesn't want to go to bed. And I was on YouTube looking at videos. Now I'm in Philly. You know, just me. Kids are with family and I am enjoying some me time in a condo in Philly. You know, who knows? A lot of growth can happen in here, so. Let's focus on what we gotta focus on and do what we gotta do. On that note, Tootie said monster, so that means mama wrapped this up so we can go get in the bed. I love y'all. Y'all be easy. And do me a favor, share this episode with somebody, a sister, friend, a mom, who could use some encouragement. in this season. All right. Oh, and don't go eat no bowl of cereal. Okay. Stay away from it. It's a lot of sugar. We got this. We got this. Love y'all. Peace. Let's focus on what we gotta focus on and
monster.
Okay, monster. And do what we gotta do. On that note, Tootie said monster, so that means Mama wrapped us up so we can go get in the bed.